Welcome to the Whole Enchilada, a community of high achievers that fight the status quo, rebel against mediocrity, and make life happen. Let's go. Hey, Enchilada Nation, excited to be having a conversation today around something that I think is really important and very timely right now. This is a four-part series on your ability to execute. I think we've all spent a lot of time putting together our goals. We're good at outlining what those look like. In fact, we're all pretty good about getting motivated, finding our sources of motivation, whether that comes through reading or podcasts or whatever that is. We create this motivation, yet we still have this gap in our ability to execute. So over the next four episodes, we're going to be covering the four disciplines of execution, which if you've read this book, this will be a great reminder. If you have not read the book, here's the two caveats I will tell you in regards to it. One, it's the message of the book was one of the most impactful to my career in helping me execute at a much higher level. And the caveat to that is this is it's not the most fun book to read. It reads like a textbook, but the message is powerful. So excited to share with you the four disciplines of execution. Let's go. All right, everybody. The first discipline of execution is focus on the wildly important goal. If you're ever within my organization, you will hear the term WIG, W-I-G, the WIG document, as part of our vernacular, and everybody know what that is. W-I-G stands for wildly important goal. I know that could be confusing to someone that's visiting our organization for the day to think we're talking about actual hair wigs, but it is actually in regards to our wildly important goal. It's not just a goal or the goal or one of the goals. It is the wildly important goal. So what does that mean? Why is it wildly? It's got to be big, and we're thinking way beyond what is normal for us to achieve. That's where the wild piece comes in. Important. There's a lot of goals that happen within the organization, but we have to pick the most important goal that we're trying to accomplish that really will be the win of the organization. Just like any sports team out there, ultimately at the end of the time frame, when the game is over, there will be one team that wins. Although if you look back throughout the game, there's multiple wins that happen that stack up to that win. Who won that possession? Who had more possessions? When they didn't lose a possession, did you come back and win the next possession? Those type of things are small wins that ultimately stack up to the bigger win. So this first discipline is really identifying what is the win, the wildly important goal that ultimately you're trying to achieve. So one of the things that I think is very important with this is we've got to create something that we know is very measurable. It's very definitive. It can't just be make more money than we've ever made or do our best, right? This isn't the business is not the world if everyone gets a trophy. So one of the things that I think is really important with all of your goals, and particularly with your wildly important goal, is writing that goal in the format of from X to Y by when. It's not only important to understand where you're going and what you're trying to accomplish, but where you're starting. So from X to Y by when. An example of that would be if you're in the real estate space, to go from 25 closed units to 45 closed units by December 31st of this year. Or it could be take our net income from $1.5 million to $1.85 million by December 31st. It's very clear. There's a very clear beginning and there's a very clear measurable at the end that you could go to your fourth grader at the end of the year and say, this was the goal. These are the results. Did we win? They got to be able to tell that. If it's not clearly identified, then we start to justify around it. Well, I'm doing pretty good, so I'm going to justify that I'm winning to protect myself from the conversation, to actually tell myself I'm not winning against the wildly important goal. So one way to look at this is to think about it on a bigger scale. Some of you have heard me talk about a conversation I had with a friend of mine named Richie Norton, who's one of the top ranked coaches in the country. And he said this to me, what's the goal of the goal? I had the opportunity to chat through with him. He asked me some of the things I had going on. I rattled off some of the exciting projects I was working on. And his response to me was, well, Marcus, what's the goal of the goal? And I slowed down for a minute. I was like, I just told you what I'm doing, what I'm working on. He says, I hear that, and that's great, but what's the goal of the goal? Like, what's the bigger picture here? Like, what are you trying to accomplish? Like, when you achieve those things, does it serve the future version of you? What's the bigger goal of life that you're trying to accomplish? This is where we lose a lot of motivation. If we're creating a business goal or a health goal that we perceive to be important, but it's more important for us to portray that to our peers than it really is in serving our future selves, there's a high likelihood that we will not execute on that goal. So we really need to get clear on tying an emotion to that goal, both a positive and a negative emotion to us achieving that goal. Let me tell you what I mean by that. If you need to slow down and say, all right, well, let's say that the goal is going from 25 units closed units to 45 closed units. You need to slow down for a minute and ask yourself the question, all right, well, what will that feel like? Like, let's fast forward to December 31st and I did close the 45 closed units or whatever that goal is. How do I feel in that moment? What am I feeling about that accomplishment? How much money is associated with winning that goal? How much of that money ends up in my pocket? What am I gonna do with that money? What does that mean for my kids' future and their ability for me to send them to college or get them out of a bind or support my parents and pay off their house or whatever that goal is? Like, you need to experience and pre-live that emotion, that positive emotion, so you can tap into that on the day you don't feel excited about getting up and getting after it. So it's really important to pre-experience that positive emotion of the win, because you will need to tap into that throughout the process, because regardless of how good you are at identifying that wildly important goal, there will be days that are difficult that you need to lean into that pre-experienced positive emotion. Soon as you've experienced and got clarity around that positive future emotion, we need to flip things on its head and then reverse that to say, how am I going to feel about myself on December 31st if I don't hit that goal? If I'm sitting there and I'm like, I didn't even get close to that goal, how are you going to feel about yourself in that scenario? What are the emotions going through your head? What does that do for you in stacking up your following year, 2024? Goals. You'll probably walk into setting your goals for the next year with your shoulders slumped, as opposed to if the person that just experienced that positive emotion is walking into setting their goals for the next year with their chest up, their held high. So what does that feel like? What does it look like to look your family in the eyes and say, hey guys, I was gonna do this for our family and I didn't do it? It's not a fun part of the exercise, but it's an important part of the exercise, because now we've got a really vast contrast of what is it going to feel like to win in a big way and what does that mean for my family versus what is it going to mean for me, not only just through this year, but that my momentum moving into next year in the event that I don't win this goal, I don't hit this goal, and I live in that negative space. Now we've created this big contrast of emotions that you can lean into. And I will tell you, there will be some days that leaning into that positive emotion is what's going to fire you up. And there's also going to be some days that leaning into that negative emotion is what's going to fire you up. That's why it's important to do both pieces of that. So ultimately, as you identify your wildly important goal, which is discipline number one, is identifying the wildly important goal. The ultimate question is, does the achievement of that goal serve the future version of you? Does it help you get to where you want to go? This, my friends, is discipline number one. Focus on the wildly important goal. You can't focus on the goal if you haven't identified, set the goal, and tied those emotions to it.